is full of leftovers and leaves and candy corn and maple syrup and sweet potatoes and yams and casseroles and cornucopias. And I realize candy corn isn't Thanksgiving-y, but it seems seasonal. Like, is it only Halloween? I don't know. It's in those yellow colors, yellow-orange vibe. I feel like that's, like, just general autumn. So I threw it in the intro. I hope you don't mind. I also hope your day's full of cranberries and cranberry sauce and string beans and apple pie and pecan pie or pecan pie, depending on how you say it. You know, is it tomato? I don't know. I hope your day's full of pumpkin pie and apple pie. And I hope your day is also full of mashed potatoes and gravy, unless you're vegan. If you're vegan, then you can go fuck yourself. No, just kidding. And if you're vegan, I hope your day is full of mushroom gravy. See, I try to appeal to everybody here on Shank, but, you know, I can't look out for everyone's dietary restriction. I hope your day is full of turkey, or if you're vegan, you know, whatever you eat instead. Like some type of loaf. I remember I dated a vegan. I made him some type of vegan loaf. It was not anything like turkey. It was called a celebration loaf. It wasn't bad, but it also wasn't good. Wasn't expecting to get into veganism on my Thanksgiving intro, but here we are. We have an amazing episode for you this week with Doug Benson. But before we get into this week's episode with Doug Benson, let me just tell you about a few quick shows coming up. This Thursday, the 21st, I will be at Flappers. That's right. I will be at Flappers at 7:30. I'm hosting for Christina Pazinski in the Yoohoo Room. Come out. It's going to be super fun. Friday, I will be at the Best Bud Show, and that address is 1232 South Tremaine Avenue, and that's in LA as well. And yes, I will be in Vegas the 30th, November 30th. I'm headlining the Don't Tell Show in Vegas with Rachel Wolfson Wolfie opening for me, so that's going to be super fun too. Come out, and then after that, I'll be at the Filth Factory in Vegas at 11:30. And then for more shows, you can always follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter to stay up to date with all of that, those fun things. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. I really, really appreciate it. And that's how fans and more people find out about the show. So let's just keep subscribing and leaving those reviews. Special thanks to Speedweed for letting me have my podcast here, and betterboxtv.com. Check them out online. And everyone knows that there's one thing I love, and that's weed. Why do I love weed? Because it calms me down. But I don't just love any weed. You can't just smoke whatever. That's why I smoke Absolute Extracts, ABX. That's right. You can check them out online, abx.org. And you can go on ease.com and enter discount code SHANK, S-H-E-N-K, for 20% off. Yes, I love their Sleepy Time collection. They have this amazing Sleepy Time collection, heavy indica, Sleepy Time, different things. They got drops, sublingual drops. If you put them under your tongue right before bed, you'll be asleep in no time. They also have gel capsules, which are great if you suffer from insomnia. I can't recommend that enough. And they just have so many different cool things that they're doing. You can check them out. They have vape carts, they have sublingual drops, they have capsules, they have everything. So check them out. Discount code SHANK, S-H-E-N-K, on ease.com. Support them because they support the show. Okay. All right, guys, here's this week's episode with Doug Benson. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is Doug Benson.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so excited to have you on. You're one of my faves.
Oh, thank you for having me on and for faving me.
Yeah, you're faved.
I appreciate being faved.
The thing I appreciate the most about you is that you show up with sunglasses. It's part of your brand.
Yeah, and it's sunny outside.
It's, yeah,
you know, I walked over in them, and then the glasses would have come off if it was just audio only. But since there's a video element now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love that.
You shanked me good with that.
Surprise, you're on camera.
Since there's that, I'm doing myself and everyone a favor by keeping my sunglasses on. Because my allergies today are terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like one of my eyes looks like I might have a domestic abuse situation. It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you take an allergy pill?
I don't currently because... I did shots for a long time.
Oh shit.
And then they were like, well, that nothing, you know, you've taken these shots for so long that there's nothing else we can do really. And, I never got a second opinion, which I guess I should, but, I also find that over the counter stuff doesn't,
help.
Doesn't do anything either really. So, it's more like I just have to suffer through it whenever I... Like, the great thing about being a traveling comedian is that, like, if my allergies are particularly bad in L.A., well, at least I'm going somewhere on Thursday or vice versa.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Like, yeah, if I'm visiting somewhere and my allergies are bad, I get to fly out of there, you know, after a day or two. So,
Where do they act up the most?
Boring story long. They, It's completely unpredictable. And it's also, it's just something I'm used to, you know. People around me is probably kind of gross that I'm just kind of sniffly and, you know, my eyes are watering and it's hard to not itch my eyes. So then that just makes it worse when
That's so annoying.
When I rub them, you know.
Well,
yeah, but it's like it just comes and goes and it's very unpredictable.
That's wild. What's up with the, did you have one of those scratch tests where they tell you what you're allergic to?
Mm-hmm, I'm allergic to everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
that's
dust?
The other thing is like some strains of weed also make me start sneezing.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure people have seen it on Getting Dug with High sometimes because we smoke different strains in there all the time. But also that room is surprisingly, it's not allergen free, but I've been pretty good in that room. This room also seems pretty nicely
purified,
ventilated.
Yeah, it does. Well, so do you have an air purifier at home, or you're an air purifier guy?
I tried that for a while, and it just ended up being a fan that if I didn't turn it on, it would be harder for me to fall asleep.
Do you sleep?
It was more the noise was soothing rather than actually cleaning the air. Plus, you have to clean it constantly,
and when you're cleaning it,
now you're just scooping up dust out of it you know, that you're doing yourself. So, and I don't want to be one of those people that's, you know, sitting around in my home cleaning things out while wearing a surgical mask.
You're cleaning out your air purifier. You're just cleaning it out of all of the things you're allergic to.
Yeah, that's why it cracks me up whenever I'm dusting, because it's like, well, I'm just taking a wand and putting all the dust on it and then waving it around in front of myself.
Yeah.
The entire time, you know, so it's like, what? That's probably not going to be good for me, but, you know, I get through it.
Dusting?
Yeah.
The day-to-day life shit. Dusting sucks. I don't want to dust.
I only do it when I see it. As soon as I see the dust, I scoop it up.
But then you're right. You just spread it out, and then it just disperses and goes other places. It doesn't really go away.
Yeah, no, you really got to open the windows and get a dust buster, and it's a whole production. So that's why I think that, you know, my own home, tragically, is one of the most... you know, makes me really sneezy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, someone told me they were getting an air purifier, and I was like, I think I'm turned on by that. And that's how I know I'm getting older, because in the past, I wouldn't have cared about clean air.
Yeah, I think just like this thing whirring in the corners, making this air in the room cleaner is hard. It's like, okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there's any way to tell. I think people that sit around going, oh, it's so much easier to breathe now, or whatever,
yeah.
You know, or whatever their thing is.
Placebo.
I think they're, you know, just convincing themselves.
Are you a Brita guy?
Yeah. I totally am, but like I rarely change the filter.
Right?
Yeah, because I just see that there's little specks and pebbles and stuff that it is catching.
Yeah.
And everything else, I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as it's still liquid.
Yeah.
I just want it to catch the pebbles.
Yeah. But changing,
I don't want to drink Pebbles.
No, I don't want to drink Pebbles either, but changing into Brita is as annoying, I would say, as changing an air purifier.
Yeah, all those things.
It's the day-to-day.
You know, they're getting more and more disposable with that stuff, but I want it to be, you know, completely disposable. Well, how about a Brita that just works?
Yeah.
Period. Then you don't need to replace anything. Because
like
you know
this.
They have that technology.
They have
They're holding
to.
It back just to sell the refills.
Oh, yeah, you're for sure right. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they know how to do it. They know how to make it last longer.
Keep it.
You know, how about pitchers four times larger than the current ones?
Yeah.
Mine barely fits in my refrigerator. I have the biggest one.
Your Brita?
Yeah, and it barely fits in there. But it's a good, I like picking it up with my left arm because it's real heavy. So it's a good little
workout.
A little wrist workout for my, you know, my left wrist that never gets to do anything.
Getting fit with Doug Benson. So you're gonna take the Brita. You're going to lift it up a few times.
I'm so fit. People really need to listen to me. You know what will really jumpstart a diet or, you know, a trend of weight loss is a stay in the hospital.
Yeah?
That'll really get it going.
Just a quick stay?
Because hospital food, like, it's you don't finish any of your meals.
No.
It's not, you eat enough to be like, well, now at least I'm not hungry anymore. But
yeah.
It's not good.
But you would think that they would fucking update it.
You'd think so. And you'd think, like, I guess, you know, dessert's the easiest to not screw up. So dessert is usually the best part.
I go to the hospital for the dessert.
It's just like a pudding cup, you know.
Do you like pudding cups?
It's like, well, this tastes like pudding. That meat, I don't know what that tasted like.
Oh, hospital meat? Hospital meat? That sounds so gross.
Plus, they give you like for breakfast every day, they gave me toast that was like very bland toast, but they also included packets of that. What's that butter called that's supposed to be healthy? Not
margarine,
wisdom. No, it's got a brand name, but anyway, let's call it wisdom.
All right,
wisdom butter.
Okay,
and I threw some of that on there. And I was thinking, though, if this is supposed to be like a healthy breakfast, why is bread even still in the equation? Like, okay, great, you gave me some healthy butter, but I'm still eating bread.
Yeah.
I'm still eating a couple of slices of bread for breakfast, which is like probably almost unnecessary to eat bread. It's just fattening.
Yeah. Well, also like bread and butter is at the 1800s. Like why? Like let's update
And pancakes one day and another day French toast. Like all these kind of bready, starchy things.
Like waffles.
And saying this is a healthy breakfast for you while you're here in the hospital. I was like, damn, I don't know if that's really what I wouldn't be eating that at home if I was trying to get better.
Yeah, how long were you in the hospital?
Like three-ish,
what happened?
Three-ish days. It was a kidney stone situation that never got resolved satisfactorily.
No.
Yeah, kind of a mystery.
So do you still have the kidney stones? Like, have
I'm
you not
pretty
passed
sure
them?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all pretty sure at this point that I do not.
Okay.
But at one point, people were pretty sure I had a pretty nice sized one, that it would be very difficult to pass out of your body without feeling it pass, that somehow I either...
I'm listening.
I either have the biggest, you know, craziest tube that could fit this thing and it just shot out without being just
even
in a
noticing?
Regular pee.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be... You know, everybody's friend Steve Agee has gone through the kidney stone thing four times, I think.
Oh.
And so he really talked me through it. I called him from the hospital and wished I had called him before I went to the hospital.
So he's like the master.
Because he knew what was up. Yeah, what? He really knew how to talk me through it.
What did he say? What did he say? Well, if you're out there with a kidney stone, this just got real.
Well... When I called him, I had stopped, the pain had stopped. And so I called him and said, you know, what's up with that? Why would the pain stop when I clearly haven't passed it yet? And he said, well, the pain is when it's passing through the ureter.
Okay.
Yeah. And the shooting it out of your pee hole part is uncomfortable, but like very briefly, so like it shoots out.
But did you see
it's not like people always compare it to giving birth, you know, they say like they're equal pain, and there's no way. I may be past one without feeling it at all, so I can't really side with the childbirth and pissing out a stone are equally painful. But the part where it's in your ureter, I get that a man would go, well, that's the worst pain you could feel down in that area.
Fuck.
You know, although I would imagine there's worse things that could happen down there. But anyway, I was in that pain for a long time, and that was the first thing once I did finally get, like, I sat in the emergency room for forever before they admitted me, and then once I got in, that was the first thing that they got around to, because I was just, like, writhing in pain. They, gave me morphine, and then I was still in pain, so they gave me more morphine. No, not more morphine. The guy goes, this is stronger than morphine, like the second thing they gave me. And then I started to feel okay. And from that point forward, I've only gotten the I've got a kidney stone feeling, that same feeling, intermittently, to a point where now I don't get it at all. But for a while, it would just happen for like an hour a day.
No.
Yeah. After I self-discharged from the hospital because they were not coming up with anything. And I felt, one morning I woke up and I felt fine. And they were like, you still need to see a urologist. And because that was what that's why I was at the hospital for several days. It's because I was to specifically see a urologist, but they couldn't get one to come in and
see
me.
That's so annoying. Yeah. I'd be so fucking annoyed if I'm eating pudding in the hospital.
It makes you very angry because also the hospital is very, they just got a lot of things that beep and scream and holler in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So you don't get any sleep. It's really hard to sleep there. So between the not being able to sleep and the general anger, just sort of feeling like I was a prisoner in a hospital for no good reason, they were monitoring my blood pressure, and it was insane how high my blood pressure was.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the one thing I did learn from the whole experience, is that I did have, I'm one of those guys that every time I'm in a grocery store or a drugstore and they have the free blood pressure test, I always do it.
No.
Yeah.
You're the person who uses that?
I always jam my arm in there right away, excited to see what my blood pressure is. And it's always been good. It's always been good for a long time. And then I noticed kind of a little bit of an upward tick. And sometimes you just sort of blame the machine, because those machines they seem a little sketchy sometimes. And,
or all the time they seem sketchy.
Well, they see. Yeah, I mean, you should definitely see a doctor. But now I have like a home one, just a portable one that I could do myself. And it doesn't seem like one at the grocery store would be any more or less accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe wear and tear would be different, because your personal one you're only using, once or twice a day. So. I did get a good lesson in you need to do shit immediately about your blood pressure, because my blood pressure, from the pain of the kidney stone and the general frustration with the hospital and the stress and everything, they had me on heart medicine, and they also put a heart thing, a monitor on me, because my blood pressure was so high that they thought I might have a stroke.
No.
Yeah.
But so now is your blood pressure normal?
It's normal-ish, yeah. Now also I've seen a couple, between the hospital and the doctor that I see regularly, there's some discrepancy about, doctors are disagreeing about where your blood pressure number should be.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are the two different
And it's somehow it's based on the times we're living in right now. So that's tripping me out also, that they're like, everyone has higher blood pressure now. It's just the way things are.
No.
Is sort of how they're looking at it. That's at least from this one doctor's perspective.
That's crazy.
I don't like that at all.
He's like, oh yeah, that's just normal with technology and life.
Because I was like, I hover in the 130s, 140s sometimes. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. And I go, there's a chart right here on your wall. in his office that said that anything over 120 is like, you know, really needs to be looked at. And he goes, oh, that chart is old. And then he takes it down off the wall and puts it down.
No.
Like, okay, we'll just need to take that down since someone's questioning, since someone's using it as the information instead of listening to me, the doctor. But it's still like, well, what do you mean that's old? Like, they really have changed their school of thought
on blood pressure levels
are bad.
I mean, also to like pull it off the wall right then.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah,
it made me laugh.
Don't look at that. That's old. And no. Then you leave and he puts it back up?
I don't know if it got put back up or not. I think it did get put back up.
That's the real question.
I forgot to look and see, but
next time you go, you gotta look.
I bet it
and see.
Got put back up.
So, like, can you eat food that's good for your blood pressure? And like, what is that?
Well, that's like the trickiest area. So, for both the, because also once you get a kidney stone, there's a 50% chance that you will get another one in your lifetime, and so. Since I have experienced that pain, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't run to the emergency room. I'd have more like, you know, specific ideas of things to do.
Like what?
Well, the one that's so funny that Steve told me, and then finally when I did see a doctor who wasn't a urologist, he was just saying, you know, jump up and down a lot.
Wait, but I'm this sorry.
Was, but this was where.
No.
Yeah, just to get get it to move quicker through your ureter. Apparently, you know, jumping up and down is helpful. So, but that's what was happening was everyone was telling me to do that when I wasn't feeling the pain anymore.
Oh, okay.
I was in the hospital and not feeling the pain anymore, and then after I left, that's when it like would the pain would come back once in a while. But just briefly, and then eventually not at all. So then when I discussed that with a urologist off-site, that's not part of the hospitals, I was
really?
In two different hospitals. Yeah, because the first one didn't have enough room for me and didn't want me to take up a bed.
Okay.
So they go, we're moving you to the hospital across the street.
Okay.
And the second hospital, and then when they moved me by ambulance. It was across the street. I could walk. I didn't need to be laying down in an ambulance.
That's excessive.
I said, well, how much is this ambulance going to cost? They told me, but then also told me, and you have no choice. We will not discharge you to another hospital unless you take an ambulance, and we will not let you stay here.
What?
Yeah.
You were kicked out of the hospital with a kidney stone?
This is when they're also, they've got me very drugged up and have said that I'm, you know, my blood pressure was very high. They're upsetting me about this. So the move happened at like 3 a.m.
No, I'm not kidding.
And then the new hospital didn't have my room ready. So they just put me in a bright hallway.
No.
You know, where you're just laying, staring straight
at the bright lights. With those fluorescent lights?
Yeah. And just made me lay there and just listen to the goings on of the, you know,
the hospital?
The hospital and the registration desk that was nearby. And then they finally found a room for me. And then when they get me in the room, it's like 4 a.m. And a woman comes in and starts going through my personal articles that I had with
me. No, she doesn't.
Starts going through everything and writing down everything that I have, including all the things in my wallet. And I'm like, is there any way you can do this later? And she's like, no, we have to do it now because we don't want to be liable for this stuff. And I go, I don't care. I mean, I'll keep my, it's all just right there next to my bed. I'm not worried about somebody taking it.
And
I finally talked her into leaving me alone. But I had to sign a waiver saying that, you know, that they're not, you know, going to take care of my stuff while I'm there.
No.
And I really did just always have it with me wherever I went. And like, cause I got, you know, when I was feeling bad at home, when I thought I thought I either had appendicitis or a kidney stone, from my internet research, I was like,
okay,
I need to go somewhere and do something about this. So I put on like really loose, comfortable shorts and a t-shirt and tennis shoes. So I had the perfect hospital outfit because their dumb gown that just ties up in the back and barely covers you that they insist that you wear.
So bad.
Just went over what I was wearing anyway.
You put it over your clothes?
I put it over my t-shirt and my gym shorts. But I had pockets, so I could have stuff in my pockets. And
I like that.
Like, I was just like, I was set the whole time. So even though I was stuck in the hospital, I wasn't so concerned about, you know, getting fresh clothes and stuff.
Yeah, because, like, who cares about fresh clothes at a certain point? You're just like, fuck it. I'm just going to sink into the vibe of the hospital.
Well, they even know that socks are key, so they give you a really nice pair of socks.
The hospital socks are the shit. Right?
They're fucking great.
They're activity socks.
I recognized how great they'd be and didn't wear them because I didn't feel like I needed it.
You deserve them.
They're still, I took them home and they're still unopened because, you know, it's in this sealed up package.
Yeah.
So I haven't even experienced those socks yet.
What a special experience.
It's going to be great. I know, it's going to be so good. Maybe like Christmas Day or something. Because also I've got like those fake wood floors. So those are great to slide around on heavy duty socks.
I love that you're saving your hospital socks for a special moment for the holiday season.
Or I was thinking next time, like I do have to go east for a few days in the winter months. So I was thinking that might be a good time to bust them out. But I don't know, because they might not fit inside my shoes.
I don't know. They might
be too thick to get into a shoe.
Those socks are some special socks. Why don't people wear hospital socks like in regular life?
I think they're too thick.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Thick with two C's.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, those are some thick socks.
That's how they spell it now.
Yeah. They spell all kinds of things differently now. Do you know that, like, okay, what's the generation, is it Z? Gen Z? Is that what's underneath millennials?
That's what they're saying now?
No, they're saying when they laugh, it's S-K-S-K. Uh-huh. S-K. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just found that out. Like, they'll text each other S-K-S-K instead of ha-ha-ha.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's just dumb. And they add SK to things that start with an S. So they'll be like, so.
I always thought it was like, I always thought that noise was like a TSK and it was sort of like scoffing or.
No, that's something else.
Right?
That's like a tisk tisk. Tisk.
Well, tisk tisk is like, no, that's bad or you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But yeah, so like. They're close enough that maybe I just always confused the two or thought of them as sort of the same thing. But it really hasn't ever been totally clear to me until now.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, I just.
But I don't know why they would, where they would dig that up from and how they would.
It's from some video.
As a group. Oh, it is.
It's some, as a group, the Gen Zs were like, all right, this is what's hot now. SK, SK, SK.
Because a lot of that, you just can't help it. Other generations are just going to catch on because it's just the internet spreads it around.
Right, but like now it just seems like it's getting more and more dumb. But is that just because I'm older? Like the older generation looks back and they're like, that's dumb. But when I was that age, maybe I was doing some dumb shit.
Well, yeah, it's just, again, there's so much of what's being written by young people is on the internet and texting to one another, and it's not graded.
Yeah.
There's no one telling them what they can abbreviate, what they can punctuate.
Yeah, we need to regulate this shit.
You know what I mean? Because I had teachers that, like, if I put three or four exclamation points at the end of the sentence, they would say, one is the number. You just put one. And you go, yeah, but I wanted to be really excited about it. You know, and you couldn't point to, like, you couldn't go, Stephen King does it.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's like, and that's how I think everybody is just getting to write however they want, as long as it's understood. So that's another thing that has to make it extra dumb is that when they write these things, they have to know that the person on the other end is going to understand it.
Right. It's like new
it's
language.
It's like automatically, it's like you all have to have the same mentality of, I just want to shorten things or give them nicknames and, you know, keep it super breezy.
Yeah, but like writing SKSK instead of haha, I can't get on board with.
What about how often do you emoticon?
Oh, I emoticon hard. Do you emoji hard?
See, I haven't I every once in a while I'll do it thinking the person will laugh because I don't ever do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it plays like that.
No, people just
because I just see that I see them so often that I never assume someone's doing one to parody the use of them. You know?
I love using emojis. I like using them at like weird times. Like I'll throw like the just a random symbol up sometimes just to keep people on their toes. Like the manicured hands. I like that one.
Okay.
I'll throw up the poodle. I like the poodle. It's classy. Just like out of nowhere, throw it up. Yeah, that's okay. A poodle. I'll send an emoji with lasers just to be fun.
I accidentally sent one today with that echo effect, or you know, where
that's
the words
fun.
All fly around. But it was kind of a long text to begin with. And so it was obnoxious, but fortunately wasn't taken in a bad way.
Thank God. Because the echo feature could be really annoying.
I take so long to update my phone that there was a period of time where people were just send the lasers thing, it would say on my end sent with lasers, but it wouldn't do the laser thing. So I was always like, why do people keep saying sent with lasers? Is that an expression I don't get? Sealed with a kiss or something?
Yeah, sent with lasers.
Like, I really meant to send this to you. I'm really lasering it to you.
I love sending things with lasers. I also, I love seeing the new emojis they add every time. Like, I get excited. Now there's like a fucking skunk.
I could see that. Like, I'd feel that way if they were adding new letters to the alphabet. I'd be like, oh, shit, I need to know these.
What if they did add new letters? Do you know that I read something saying that they changed the tune of ABCs?
Yeah, why'd they do that?
I don't remember, but it was dumb. Something with LMNOP, they changed that.
Right, because some children can't handle that there's suddenly four coming at them so fast.
Well, those children.
So now it must be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T.
Weird
slowdown there.
Yeah, it's some weird slowdown there, and I don't like it. You can't ruin the song like that.
A, B, C, D, E, H I J K L M N O P.
Doesn't it sound wrong?
S T.
It sounds wrong.
I fucked it up too. L M N O P.
L M N O P.
Q R S T. I tried really hard for way too long a period of time. I mean, some days I wouldn't think about it, but other days I'd sit and really practice for a while. I really wanted to learn to do say the alphabet out loud backwards.
Oh, and?
You know, like, so that in the way, you know how there's some things you know that even if asked about when drunk, you could just do it?
Yes.
That's how I wanted to know it that well.
Because if you get pulled over drunk, they do ask you.
Yeah.
I've gotten pulled over and they asked me to do it. And I was like, I couldn't even do that sober.
Yeah. Nobody can. It's not something you can just access. And so it just gives them just cause to continue to harass you and, you know, try to figure out if you're drunk or not. Because everybody's going to like. It's weird because when some people when they're drunk would probably be like, I can't do that. And other people when they're drunk would probably, you know, really try. So that either way, that doesn't make them automatically drunk. You know what I mean? It's
right. It's a weird test.
It's a very weird test.
Saying
the walking the line one, I get a little bit more even, but that one also seems unnecessarily difficult.
Right.
Because just under the pressure of having to do it.
Yeah.
Walk a straight line. It's like, okay.
Like, am I a pirate? Like, walk the plank? Like, what's happening?
Like, if they just said parallel park your car right while I watch, that would be so hard to do whether you're drunk or not.
Yeah. Cops are just cucks.
but also just the act of having somebody watch you do something that should be easy, but if you don't do it right, you'll get penalized.
Then it makes it hard. Even like making myself like a plate of food.
Yeah.
Like if someone was watching me, that seems like it would be stressful.
Yeah. If I were the cop, I'd just say, hey, walk over there for a second. Well, I want to talk to this guy for a second. Okay, now come back. And then when they're coming back, watch them walk over.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You'll know if they're drunk or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to put so much scrutiny on it.
So where are you when you're saying the ABCs backwards? Can you do it?
No, that's what I mean is now I can't. It's like every language I tried to learn in high school, three of them.
Which languages?
Spanish, French, German, and then I bounced back. I tried French and Spanish both one more time.
How'd it go?
I just cannot even. Like if it was like
if it was
learning 50 essential words,
right?
I would kill at, you know.
Okay.
I would learn 50 essential words in French and then just, you know, hope that as an American tourist, there'd be somebody around because they're
right.
So smart, they all know English.
They all
some
do.
Of them pretend not to.
In France, people know English.
Everybody knows English. But as long as you're not an asshole about it, I'm sure they're fine speaking to you in English.
Yeah.
But you might as well use their words when you can.
Right. I like this.
You know, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, s'il vous plaît.
You know, you might as well throw that around if you can. But I'll still fuck up and say please or thank you. I'll fuck up and do that in a situation where I would love to use the native words. And, you know, usually people don't get mad.
You just roll with it. But what's up with German? That seems like that would be hard. Danke.
Oh, that was just like I dropped out of that one in less than a week.
It was
brutal. It was just the same teacher I had for geography, which I was not good at, but she was a German lady, you know, so like somehow it got, you know, maybe it was a punishment or I don't know how I ended up in her German class, but I think maybe even she might have kind of recruited me in geography, like, hey, come take German, you know. I'll make sure that you know you learn German, you know. But just the conjugation, I mean, I barely know how to put together a sentence in English. I mean, I'm fairly good at that just because I was...
Yeah, you're nailing it.
I was an avid reader when I was a child, but... Like now I don't read at all.
Same. When I was a kid, I used to read all the time.
I guess I know some things because I read the internet, but...
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter tells me not everything I need to know, but...
Enough to get
way
by.
Way more than I need to know right now. Like some days I'm just like really pining for like when one big thing would happen.
Yeah.
You know, now it's just like... You know, now you're watching coverage of a shooting on TV and a shooting happens while the coverage is on. You know?
I know. It's fucking crazy. That's why I'm glad I got Disney Plus, which I love. You, on the other hand, what are your thoughts?
Well, we spoke earlier on this. It got quite heated.
Yes.
No, I got it. I impulse got it because I got sent, you know, 2 months before it came out. It said, if you just give us $300 now, you get Disney Plus for the next 2 years, no matter what happens, even if Disney Plus stops. You know, basically, like, just guaranteed you get it for 2 years.
Yeah.
You've paid the money.
Right.
You know, you're not going to see monthly bills.
Right.
So I got very excited about that idea.
Right.
It's probably more money than I should have spent, considering how much I'll watch it.
Sneak access? Yeah.
But I am watching Jeff Goldblum and Mandalorian and, you know, people say that they're done with Jeff Goldblum because he said maybe Woody Allen isn't guilty.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, it's a very creepy, unpleasant take.
Totally. Yeah.
But it's also, you know, it's just based on opinion because unfortunately, you know, you can say things like, well, he hasn't gone to jail for it. But we're learning more and more that plenty of things happen that people don't go to jail for.
Yeah, it's very confusing to navigate. I do like Jeff Goldblum still.
Yeah,
I'm still
I think
a Jeff
he just
Goldblum
got,
fan.
You know, they ask you a lot of questions.
Just don't answer all of them.
When you go to premieres and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he's a very open book, I think. I think he tries to be very honest.
Yeah, I feel like he's just around Los Angeles constantly. Like, I've seen him a few times with you.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into Jeff Goldblum. It's, like, exciting to
no,
me.
No, he's very exciting to see in the wild.
Right?
And he's, you know, it's happened to me, like, I'd say maybe 3 times. And I've always had an in with him, so I've always actually talked to Jeff Goldblum, not just saw him or a quick hello, but actual conversations with him. And it's a trip.
Yeah, I went to one of his jazz concerts at like a cafe a few years
ago. Yeah, yeah. No, those things are amazing.
Yeah. He kills it.
Yeah, no, he's a very entertaining performer.
Yes.
And then he makes sure that everyone, that he puts his giant hands on everyone.
Yes.
Everyone gets touched and gets a picture. Everyone gets a selfie.
And let me tell you, it is worth it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he does. That's what he does while the band is taking a break, is he goes around and takes a picture with everybody.
Yeah. Well, so what about the like Disney cartoons? Have you revisited any classics?
No, Inside Out is probably at the top of my list of ones that I didn't see it much in theaters, and
I never saw that.
Got a fairly nice size TV at home, so it'd be fun to watch that one again. You never seen Inside Out?
No.
Oh, it's real good.
It is?
Yeah, it's a trip how good it is.
Inside Out? Okay, I'm gonna watch Inside Out.
Yeah, because it's about a young girl. I don't want to get her age wrong because it's a very pivotal time in her life, but I want to say she's 10. Maybe. And it's broken down inside her brain that her brain is run by 5 different personalities.
Okay.
And so you got Amy Poehler is Joy.
Okay.
Phyllis Smith from The Office is Sadness.
Okay. Okay. This is amazing.
Mindy Kaling, also from The Office, is... what is it? Like, she's always in a bad mood, or seems like in kind of a bad mood. Like, not sarcasm, but...
Anger? Rage?
Anger and rage is Lewis Black.
Okay.
Fear is Bill Hader.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And Mindy Kaling must be... not ego, but... oh, shit. Anyway...
anyway, you liked
she's
it.
She's always, you know, she's like the last one you want to go to in a crisis of all those things in her brain. Even anger can be better because sometimes you need to get things off your chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they all sit around and argue inside her head about all of the decisions a young girl has to make. And it is crazy how good it is.
Okay, I gotta see it. I have to see it. What about like the old school cartoons? Did you have you revisited any?
Well, you know, it's very unfortunate that the ones I really want to watch now, and I don't know if I will, so far I've resisted the temptation. I've been spending more time with The Mandalorian. Oh, I also want to watch that Encore show where they take a bunch of people that did a show in high school and they make them do the show again 10 years later.
No. Yeah. What's that? On Disney Plus?
Yeah, it's hosted by Kristen Bell and it's called Encore.
Okay.
And it's like the first episode's Annie and the second one is, what musical are they doing? But, you know, each time it's a different...
okay, I'm into that.
It's a different musical.
I'm into that.
So that's weird. I mean, because I couldn't sing in high school, so if they made me redo it as an adult, I'd still be terrible.
I mean, I can't wait to watch that. What about, like, do you do any of the classics, like Robin Hood, Sword in the Stone?
Okay, so those are good examples of may or may not be on there, because it's not every single one. It's not every single movie.
A lot of the bangers are on there.
Oh, yeah. No, they came out hard, but they also... they held a few things back because they have to, you know, on a monthly basis or even more regular than that, they have to be, here's a new thing. Here's another thing. Because so far, except for new episodes, I think the reasons that they're doling out the episodes of Goldblum and Mandalorian and whatever, Encore, I think they're coming out every few days because they need at this point for people to have a reason to come back. And they put so much content out immediately that there's not much, you know, new things they can offer as frequently as Netflix emails me. Like, I can't get through a meal without them emailing me about, you know, well, now this is new. You know, you got to check out this.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're just constantly putting shit out there.
But like, okay, like Little Mermaid, I'll come back and watch it again and again. It's worth it for me.
Did you see this new TV thing they did?
No.
On ABC,
the live action,
yeah, a combination live action and the original animated film, and sometimes the transitions from one to another were incredible.
Okay.
But overall, it just felt weird because, like, you know, like Sebastian's played by, you know, Shaggy. And,
no!
And the chef was John Stamos.
No!
John Stamos is the chef.
That's crazy.
Poisson! Yeah.
John Stamos, I know he loves Disneyland. I was seeing
him. Yeah. No, he seemed really into it. So good for him if it helped the ratings, I guess. But
wild. That's wild.
But it was just a big hit ratings-wise, I guess. So we can look forward to more of those.
I don't like it when they do weird shit like that. Like, stay in your fucking lane.
They just
want
to repurpose everything as often as possible. That's why Disney is so happy that they could make Disney Plus a thing, and they could take titles away and bring them back at their discretion, and, you know, get people, you know, kind of suckered in.
I love it. I'm fucking so in love with Disney Plus, but I just got it. I love getting high and just watching cartoons.
Well, at least four old animated things that are on there.
Yeah.
Have a disclaimer at the beginning.
Right. More than that.
Saying, more than a disclaimer?
Well, like, no, I think more than four.
Oh, yeah. But they have, you know, some of the classics like Lady and the Tramp and the Aristocats have to say at the beginning, hey, this has got some stuff in it that's
out of date.
It's not proper in this day and age or whatever.
Yeah. Well, also, like, but those are my favorite ones to watch. The ones from, like, the 1920s, 1930s through, like, the 1970s.
Yeah. Well, you wish that you could see Song of the South. That's the great unseen movie that has a whole ride based around, you know, the Splash Mountain at Disneyland is from that movie, but nobody can see that movie now. Even on Disney Plus, they're not even going to show it there.
That's wild. It must be real fucked up. But that ride is so fun. That ride's the best ride at Disneyland, I think.
It's a movie because I saw it when I was a kid, and I thought that the live action parts were boring. I like the parts with the bear and the rabbit.
Yeah.
And those are the parts they put in the Splash Mountain ride. But the rest of it was live action, this family living on a farm. And it was, I believe what people say is awful about it is that it was post-slavery, but it depicted a farm where they still had slaves who were just happy to work there.
Okay.
Like, they were insanely happy slaves, I think.
Depicted
in this movie.
But they have the ride.
The ride was many years later, and when the ride even came out, there was very little speaking of the movie that it was
associated with.
Because it quickly became, you know, this thing that people were, you know, routinely upset about. When you want to say Disney's a racist, that's the first thing they point to is that movie. But I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and like I said, like I the only thing I vividly remember about the live action scenes is there's this little kid, you know, it's all about this little boy mostly and what a little stupid brat he is. And he's there on the plantation or farm, and they have there's like a bull, and you're not supposed to get in the pen with the bull. And for some reason, he ends up in the pen with the bull. And that bull fucking gives it to him good. Like, he's got a big old bloody stain on his ass.
No.
Yeah. You know, and is hospitalized, or, you know, or a doctor comes over to the plantation, or however they do it.
The doctor comes over.
but you get to see this little kid really get fucked up by this bull. That I remember vividly. And that's also a reason why I want to see the movie, because maybe that's not even the right movie. You know, maybe I'm just remembering it wrong, you know?
Oh, wow. Well, this was so much fun. That was our episode.
That was it already?
Yeah, that was so quick. Yeah.
Damn it.
And I have a little...
Maybe I should do therapy, because that was
fun.
You know, fast. It went by fast.
Therapy? Therapy works, I mean, for the most part.
Do you do it?
Yeah. I do it.
But I mean, the conversation's not like that. You don't talk about Disney Plus.
We don't talk about Disney Plus or like anything.
But maybe you need to, you know, maybe someone can help you figure out why Disney Plus is so important to you and why you
like why to get high I like and to watch regress. Cartoons. Yeah. Like, there's probably some type of underlying issue the fact I love Disney Plus. Like, I'm not super proud of it, but I've just accepted it as part of me.
I just love looking through it. I love browsing through it.
Searching the catalog.
There's something about, yeah, just looking through it that I, and then when I finally do pick something to watch, it's usually something short, like one of their series, because I want to get back to looking through it again.
Just like scrolling the catalog.
Yeah, because like Netflix and, you know, some of the other services, at this point, I kind of know what I want and, you know, I'm going there to see that. But Disney's still like a browsing experience for me.
Oh, it is, 100%. Well, here, this is from Speedweed.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you so much for coming on. And do you have anything coming up you want to promote? And where can our listeners find you?
Oh, they can go to DougLovesMovies.com or the Doug Benson channel on YouTube, just YouTube.com/Doug Benson. And yeah, DougLovesMovies.com is also where all my road dates are. Okay. I'm always out doing my podcast or stand up all over the place.
Cool. And what's your Twitter?
Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. Follow Doug Benson, everyone. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Shank. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Yay.